A tuition hike follows more than 15% increases for UW students each of the past 2 years. Region settled on a 6.9% increase this coming school year based on the state budget that passed the legislature earlier this week. Region President David Walsh says he would have liked to keep tuition down, but this budget made it tough.
I think that we've been dealt a cruel hand, a hand by people who have other priorities.
Even if Governor Jim Doyle's budget had cleared the legislature without additional cuts, the board would have likely had to support between 6 and 7% tuition increases the next 2 years. 10 regions supported the hike, 6 voted against it. Among them was Danae Davis, who says this isn't what she signed on for when she agreed to serve on the board a couple years ago.
What we are being asked to do is ludicrous and ridiculous. I do not feel comfortable in any way with the direction that we are being given by virtue of the legislature's action.
Students asked regents to approve a smaller 3% tuition increase instead, although several regents said that would have meant cutting key instructors. The board also approved a number of fee and room and board increases. The overall effect is that a student living in a dorm at the UW-Madison or Milwaukee campuses could pay an additional $750 for their education next year. The overall increase would vary at other campuses. Board members have yet to deal with the budget for 2006-2007, although as it stands now, they'd likely have to raise tuition again in that school year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.